friends, this is Dawn with the Nash Chat, and I'm here with Miss Ariel today from Music City Doulas. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us a little bit today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Well, I say us, but it's just me, so I'm not sure who else I'm talking about, but thank you for being with thanks for being with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about yourself, your family, and Music City Doulas.
So I'm Ariel Fears, and I have a 6-year-old son and a partner of almost 9 years, and we live in a little corner of Nashville on almost an acre with a really big overzealous garden and some chickens and bees.
That sounds awesome.
And a dog. So yeah, that's us. And we're really enjoying Nashville. We've been here a little over 4 years now. And okay. We're loving it. Yeah.
Yes. Same here. I've been here about 4 years too. Where did you move from?
We came from Boston, Massachusetts, actually. So quite different. It's quite different. We're each originally from the South. I'm from Florida, and Walsh is from North Carolina. So Nashville definitely feels a little bit more in terms of culture like we were used to. We loved Boston, but we prefer living in this kind of environment where we can have a yard and be a little bit farther away from each neighbor on either side.
And it's warmer
all those
here.
Good parts. It is definitely warmer here. Oh my gosh.
I
don't
Boston.
Miss that.
I love Boston. I almost actually moved there. I had a job and everything. I was planning to move there. But I just am not sure I could have survived the winters. I think I get cold if it's 70 or below. Like, I think that's too cold. So I don't know that I would have made it, but it is a great city.
Yeah, I have some vivid memories of standing, waiting for the bus and just shivering violently, even in a down coat that came all the way down to my ankles because, you know, it was 9 degrees or whatever. That's intense. That's intense cold up there for sure.
Brr, I'm cold just thinking about it, but glad we're here in the South where it's a little warmer.
Yes, absolutely.
So you are a doula. Tell us a little bit about that and how you started that practice.
Wow. So I grew up in kind of an alternative family. My parents are both massage therapists, and therefore all of their friends were acupuncturists and chiropractors and things that even 20, 30 years ago were considered far more kooky than they are now. That's all kind of coming more into the mainstream. So I knew words like doula and midwife from a young age, and it was just sort of, you know, part of the background. And then once I had my son, I really came to appreciate the value of a doula. after realizing how challenging being pregnant is, and then of course, the labor and birth part, that's quite a production. And then I really gained an appreciation for how much support is needed after the baby is born. When I had my son almost 7 years ago now, people were starting to think a lot more about, you know, planning their births and really being intentional about their pregnancies and labors and deliveries. But, even more so than now, people weren't thinking as much about the postpartum time. You know, we were only focusing on birth. And then I had my son, and afterwards, suddenly all the people disappeared and it was so quiet. And Walsh went back to school and work. We were in college when we had him. So it was a very busy time. And just realizing how isolating that could be really made me passionate for supporting other moms in my community, in hopes that having a person there who could not only help them as they give birth to their babies, but then 24 hours a day once the baby comes home. I just know what a difference that can make in terms of your mental health, and that spills over into everything else, including the health and wellness of your baby. So, that's a long answer, but.
No, I love it. And I love hearing kind of like your background of how, you know, your influences of your family and their friends growing up kind of led you to what you're doing today. And you're so right that I feel like so much goes into birth and having your baby there that you don't know, and nobody really tells you before. You're like, oh, I didn't know my body was going to experience this, or you just don't know. And I don't.
there's so much that we still don't talk about as much. You know, we're getting better about talking about being honest about what pregnancy is like and what birth is like. But it's still, there's like this stigma around admitting, like, you know, you take at least 6 weeks to heal. There's an open wound inside your body, whether you birth vaginally or through a cesarean section. And you know, if you're breastfeeding, that's another full-time job on top of just caring for your baby in terms of diaper changes and making sure that they're safe when they're sleeping. It's a very involved, intense process, and it suddenly makes it difficult to accomplish just showering in a 24-hour period, let alone making sure you're drinking enough water or eating enough. So, I appreciate that people are starting to really look at that time after they have a baby and trying to plan support systems to make sure that they can enjoy that time as much as possible, and not be, you know, isolated or in the worst case suffering because of lack of support, you know?
Absolutely. And I think you're right too. I think people are starting to kind of be a little more honest and open with the experiences that they have and share those with others, because I think a lot of moms probably have a lot of guilt maybe about some of the things they experience or feel, or, you know, I think we want to, I remember when my son was born, he's 9 this year, and I was in the hospital and I'm like, oh, I can totally get up and go take a shower. I feel fine. I feel fine. And then when I got in there, I felt like I was about to pass out. We don't want to give ourselves the grace. We don't want to rest. I don't know. And again, I think a lot of it is we just don't know what our bodies are going through. Absolutely. So I'm glad there are people like you out there who are a wealth of knowledge and willing to help out and be that person who can walk alongside with people. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Yeah, I love doing it.
Well, outside of helping moms get ready to have their babies and care for their babies afterwards, you have created an event to help other moms in Nashville called the Diaper Dash.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what the Diaper Dash is, who it helps, and how people can get involved.
So, the Nashville Diaper Dash is a 5K and 1 mile family fun run that happens at Shelby Bottoms on the certified 5K course. This year it's May 18th and the run is at 7:30 in the morning. And we, give all of the proceeds from the event to the Nashville Diaper Connection, which is our county's only diaper bank. So, they have distribution partners all over Davidson County, like Martha O'Brien Center and, plenty of other places, including high schools and even some middle schools who have a need, for teen moms to be given diapers. And they take all of those diapers and get them in the hands of people that need them. The average client of the diaper bank makes about $5,400 in a year. And if they were to pay for diapers, that would be a huge percentage of their income. Many of them are struggling with housing. They're experiencing homelessness on and off. Most don't have their own transportation, which all makes it challenging to get diapers, let alone food and all kinds of other decisions they're having to make while trying to take care of their children. So a lot of people have not been aware that there's actually not government funding for diapers. So even if you qualify for SNAP, food stamps, things like that, you can't use that money to purchase diapers. It's categorized with other things like deodorant and feminine hygiene products as unnecessary. I would be willing to debate feminine hygiene products and deodorant are necessary too. however,
for sure.
That's how those things are currently categorized, which makes it really challenging for families who just need the opportunity to get their lives moving forward. So 1 in 3 families, in the USA, including Nashville, struggle to provide enough diapers for their children, which is a really scary thought and statistic. So we figured, gosh, I mean, that's a great way that we can work to touch the lives of everybody in our community, including people who aren't going to be reaching out for doula support necessarily because they have other more immediate things that they're thinking about, like getting diapers. And yeah, I just think that nobody should have to choose between diapering their child and getting enough food for the week.
Right.
And
it's a necessity.
It's an absolute necessity. Knowing that most daycares require a full week supply of diapers up front in order for people to be able to send their children. It directly affects people's abilities to keep a job consistently. Which of course, feeds into that cycle of poverty if their lack of diapers is affecting their ability to go to work. So it's one of those issues where, when you start to examine it closely and peel back the layers, you realize, just how profoundly it can affect somebody's life if they're struggling to provide enough diapers for their family. So our goal every year is to be able to help more and more people to make our community stronger. So,
and you've mentioned this to me, but tell us a little bit about how many diapers over the years you've been able to raise and to give to these families.
So, through the help of many local businesses and runners and folks who just donate, our first year as a little baby run, we raised a little over 14,000 diapers, which was so exciting and wonderful. And then our second year, we were shocked when the community came together and we raised a little over 84,000. And last year, our third year, we raised just over 230,000 diapers, which was a little over a third of what the diaper bank distributed all of last year in Davidson County. So,
that is amazing.
Yeah. So we just, every year it's been surprising in the most wonderful way, and driven us to keep doing it again and again and again. It makes all the work beforehand really, really worth it. So we're just hoping to keep upping that number every year that goes by.
Such a tangible way to see, how you're giving back, how you're contributing. And, I think that would be so rewarding to see all the work that you've put into it pay off in such a great way like that.
I do love that about it. I love that it's something we can physically count.
Yes.
And be able to hand over, to Doug, who's the founder of the diaper bank, and see his face light up and know that it's going to be helping all kinds of people in our community who, we really have so much in common with. I mean, all of us are vulnerable to bad luck or one mishap, away from needing help ourselves. So,
For sure.
I strongly identify with that and feel like it's important to support everyone around us so that we're all stronger for it.
And we're all in it together. You know, I think, that's the thing. If we can lock arms and do this thing called motherhood together and support each other in ways that
Absolutely.
We can, we'll all be better off. Our children will all be better off and our community.
Absolutely.
So outside of obviously signing up to participate in the race, what are some other ways that the community can be involved and support the diaper bank?
So we have diaper donation boxes distributed all over town at different businesses leading up to the run. And we have a list of all those businesses actually going out in the next couple of days. So if folks even have open packages of diapers, say that their baby grew out of and they don't know what to do with it, they can even give us those open packages in our boxes that are at various businesses who have donated parts of their space in order to be a part of the cause. Of course, people can donate entire full unopened packages of diapers as well. At NashvilleDiaperDash.com, they can find links to donate funds directly to the diaper bank. Packages of diapers are amazing. We take any and all sizes. The diaper bank gets a special rate when they go to buy diapers from companies. So they're able to make money even into even more diapers than you and I could by going to Costco or even, you know, the gas station. If people are able to donate money, that always goes even farther. If businesses are wanting to get involved, They are always welcome to schedule like a wrapping event with the diaper bank year round. Folks can come in on site to the Nashville Diaper Connection and participate in breaking down all the donated diapers into packs that are distributed. Of course, they're separated by size. They break them down into packs of 25 and have a specific way that they wrap them in plastic so that they, when they distribute them to folks, they have a little bit of water proofing on them. They're in the correct amount that we're able to distribute it to get people through a couple days at a time. And if for whatever reason they're walking home or they aren't able to put them in a bag, if they're outside and say it rains or something like that, their diapers won't be ruined. So there's all kinds of ways that people can get involved with the bank. They can, of course, host their own drives. I've known several wonderful families who, for their child's birthday or for a baby shower, they have dedicated a large part of that celebration to raising diapers and asking family and friends to donate diapers for the diaper bank. So there's all kinds of ways that people can get involved. They can find lots of information at the Diaper Bank site, NashvilleDiaperConnection.org. And of course, if they want to particularly participate in our race and our efforts, the website is just NashvilleDiaperDash.com. And they can find lots of information there. Yeah.
You beat me to my next question of where listeners can find information. So thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
And all those are such great ideas. And it doesn't take really a lot of time, a lot of money to give. But
not at all.
The reward is so great and helps so much. So I just encourage everybody to, you know, get with your group of neighbors or friends or your church groups or whatever and organize something that can contribute back to the diaper bank. I think it's a great organization and so many in need of this very basic and simple thing in life, diapers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the Diaper Bank has done amazingly in our community and it has accomplished so many great things, but it's still, you know, not even close to addressing the full need that's out there. And then, of course, there's the rest of the state of Tennessee that is yet to be addressed. And I'm hopeful that one day the Diaper Bank can be grown onto that scale and we can be helping communities all over our state. So whatever help people can give is so welcomed and appreciated.
Yes. Well, when you're not spending your time giving back to the community and it's just you and your family, what is your favorite place in Nashville? Where do you guys go? Where do you like to eat? Parks?
Honestly, your favorite place? Honestly, our yard and our kitchen table are probably our favorite places. We're somewhat homebodies.
That's a good place to be at home, yes. For sure.
Yes, Walsh cooks a lot. We're really lucky that he loves to do that so much. So Eli and I are very spoiled at home with amazing food most meals in a day. And most times when I have a free minute, I am outside digging in the dirt pretty much in my garden, whether I'm weeding or harvesting or planting or tending to the chickens or the bees. That is a lot of what I do. And that's a lot of my own, I think, self-care and winding down time for sure.
That is beautiful. I wish you could come over and help me with my gardening. I have all these big dreams and goals of a beautiful garden, but
that would be so fun.
Unfortunately, I need to develop my green thumb. So maybe you can rub off on me in that way
too. I'd be happy to help. I can talk plants anytime.
I certainly love like getting out and about around Nashville, but we have two dogs and we have a cat. I'm trying to talk my husband into bunnies. And so being around my animals brings such a calmness to me. And that's when I feel like I'm at home too, is just with my animals
it's
and my family.
Best,
too.
Right? So, oh, I'm so jealous about the bunnies. If you get them, I'm going to have to live vicariously through you.
So I just recently did a bunny yoga class with Soul Yoga Nashville. Yes, they are going to be doing it again. And there's the group who brought them is the Nashville Bunny Rescue. And so this time of year, there's all these poor bunnies who are being given up or given away.
Right. And people buy them so and don't know how much work goes into them, I guess, for Easter.
Right. So I think it sounds like your place would be a great place for a bunny.
Yes.
To add along to your garden and the
I'll
chickens
just add
and
that.
Everything.
So. I'll add that to my list of things to tell Walsh I'm about to unleash on our house.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. Thank you for all the ways that you're helping families around Nashville.
Thank you.
And it sounds like you have goals and plans to continue this. So anything we can do to help, and good luck with the Diaper Dash, and we will be cheering you guys on and trying to help out as much as we can also.
Thank you for all your support and for spreading the word. It's so appreciated. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.